This month marks the 30th anniversary of the Conservation Reserve Program, which was part of the 1985 Farm Bill, signed into law December 23rd of that year by President Ronald Reagan.
What this program does is make it possible for farmers to take marginal land out of production so that you don't have erosion.
CRP was the brainchild of John Block, who was Secretary of Agriculture under Reagan.
We were setting aside some of the best land in the world. In order to have farm program support, you'd have to take out 10 or 15% of your ground, and some of it was really good ground. So my idea, well, if we're gonna set something aside, let's do something that can protect the soil and get some of this fragile land out of production. I consider my legacy as working hard to reform farm programs, and that was part of the reform, but we also got rid of setting this land aside, the good land, and so we stopped doing that.
Farm Service Agency Administrator Val Dolcini talks about the results of the CRP over the past 30 years and how it's grown to be more than Secretary Block ever imagined.
What we've seen since 1985 around the nation is the creation of habitat. We've protected over 170,000 miles of streams with riparian buffers and grassland strips, the sequestration of billions of tons of carbon, and we've prevented over 8 billion tons of soil from eroding. It's become certainly more than a means of preventing soil erosion. It's created in large parts of the country habitat for waterfowl and upland game birds. It's prevented carbon from seeping into the atmosphere and has had real air quality benefits. And it's created great opportunities, I think, for farmers to diversify their income portfolio.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.